It's been four decades since Spartacus and Ben-Hur brought to the screen chariot races, armored sword fights, and men in short tunics. In the years since then, there have been few epic movies set in the Roman Empire. That dearth ends today with the premiere of Gladiator, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix.
How dare you show your back to me? Slave! You will remove your helmet and tell me your name.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance.
Joining me now is critic Tom Shales. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. What's Gladiator all about?
Gladiator is just what it sounds like, in a way, but you wouldn't think anybody would make a Gladiator movie these days. Maybe you don't remember, but years ago, the Italian imported sword and sandal epics flooded American theaters, and they became increasingly silly and ridiculous, with giant muscle men, you know, throwing rocks around that were made of paper. And anyway, Gladiator is a very serious movie. And a very exciting one, and visually, it's absolutely stunning. What the director has done is to reinvigorate this genre that we thought was dead.
So, obviously, you like the movie. What exactly about it is so appealing?
The kinetic energy of the film, the visual inventiveness is just incredible. But between the action scenes, the movie doesn't sag, for the most part. The dramatic scenes are quite good. Also, there's an added sort of poignancy to the film. It was dedicated at the end to Oliver Reed, who has a sizable part in the film. It's a wonderful thing when an actor's last performance is one of his very best. Reed died just after the filming of this movie.
Well, how does Gladiator stack up against the classics? I guess you could call Spartacus and Ben-Hur classics.
Yes, Gladiator is more like Spartacus. It's not about religion the way Ben-Hur was. It's about an ideal, the ideal of freedom and fighting for it, and the adventures of this man, played by Russell Crowe, who one minute is leading all the Roman troops and is considered the greatest general ever, and then is suddenly a slave being sent off in a cage. He comes to embody the ideals for which he stands, and he manages to overthrow the bad guy. The only bad part about the movie is that at the very end, it gets down to a mano a mano sword fight between the good guy and the bad guy. And no matter how sophisticated Ridley Scott is, he can't make that part of the movie seem very convincing. But getting there is quite a trip. It's an absolutely engrossing, exciting film.
Critic Tom Shales is a columnist for The Washington Post.